You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump.
The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did.
It never happened.
Can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now, so...
Pure fiction.
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
It's fiction. We made it up.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, listen, it's not going to be easy. It never is. There will be people throwing tomatoes when we're running. You know, and I don't mean that literally. I'm not trying to give anybody an idea.
Why are you throwing tomatoes at yourself, huh?
It's a guaranteed way to be saved. By how?
You're just saying sounds. There's sounds.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Rachel Rollins has resigned as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. And as you know, as you probably know, I hope you know, that the AG, the former District Attorney of Suffolk County, which is Boston, was under investigation by the Inspector General of the Justice Department, for whatever that's worth. Is that still Horowitz? For attending a DNC fundraiser last year for Dr. Jill. It was up in Andover. She arrived during working hours in her U.S. federal building, vehicle. And with the Herald got a picture of it. I just tweeted out the original story because nobody seems to be giving the Herald credit. The AP is saying they first identified the investigation into her, which was produced by the story and the photograph, which is a pretty damning photograph of her walking by herself. And the Globe said that it confirmed prior media reports, probably by picking up the front page of the Herald and seeing the picture. But you know, that's the way it goes. At least you could see it. I tweeted it out at Howie Carr Show. You can check it out. 844-500-4242. I just want to be on record as saying, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Rachel Rollins, but she called into the show. She could take a punch. She could figuratively, and you know, she was okay. I disagree with everything she ever did, but you know, she will at least come on the show, and I want to go on the record and say her successor will be even worse. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. 844-500-4242. Now we want to play some before we get back to the phone lines, and I got a lot of stuff to get to here today, and I want to play a lot of sound cuts from yesterday from the deep state trying to justify what they did to Donald Trump. But he actually went on Dan Bongino today, and he was pretty funny what he said. The first thing he said, he was asked, you know, what's he going to do? I mean, all these people whose lives were ruined. And, you know, we always go back to that Ray Donovan quote, the labor secretary, the first labor secretary, I think, under Ronald Reagan. And he was indicted and tried and acquitted of corruption charges. He was a union guy from New York. And he said on the steps of the courthouse after his acquittal, where do I go to get my reputation back? And it's a recurring question, and people always remember what he said. But where do they go to get, you know, but it's more than that. I mean, guys like Carter Page, he was trying to get his business off the ground. It was destroyed. He even lost his girlfriend. His girlfriend, I think, thought he was a Russian spy. Here's Donald Trump on what he's going to do. Cut 6.
Everybody from the beginning knew the story was ridiculous, but a lot of people got taken down as collateral damage. General Flynn, an American patriot. This poor George Papadopoulos, who we learned yesterday, made exculpatory statements to a source in the FBI. In other words, said he had nothing to do with this at all. And then they went to the FISA court and said, no, no, he's involved in Russian collusion. I mean, a lot of people got taken down in addition to them trying to get rid of you.
Yeah, and they got taken down, and we're gonna make amends to those people. People were treated so unfairly. And by the way, I know how you feel about it, but what about J6? We have policemen, firemen, soldiers, military people, phenomenal patriots in jail, but Antifa, BLM, and some of these other groups that killed people all over Portland and all over Seattle and all over Minneapolis and killed people and burned down the cities and took over the cities. Nothing happens to him. How about that? Would you want us to think about that a little bit too? I will be.
Then, of course, there's Pencil Neck, another guy whose roots are in Framingham, Massachusetts. And he went to Harvard Law School, of course. But you'd already figured that out, probably. Adam Schiff, you know, now he's running for Dianne Feinstein's seat in the U.S. Senate. And we have a supercut of him saying that that he has evidence. He has evidence of Donald Trump's, and he can't disclose it because he's on the House Intelligence Committee. But here's a supercut of this is 55 seconds of Adam Schiff lying. Cut to.
The Russians offered help, which we know they did. The campaign accepted help, which we know they did. The Russians then delivered help, which we know they did.
There is circumstantial evidence of collusion. The case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So,
you've said on more than one occasion that you've seen ample evidence of the Trump campaign's Russia collusion. Last March, you said you had more than circumstantial evidence of treasonous collusion with Russia.
I certainly said that there's ample evidence of collusion.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy.
But we do know this. The Russians offered help. The campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning.
Pretty damning. Pretty damn.
Very fake news.
Would you like to comment on that, Mr. President? Cut four.
These are bad people. These are sick people. I remember, and I told you the story where they walked out where Adam Schiff, the crooked guy, such a crooked guy, little Adam Schiff, he walks out, Shifty Schiff, he walks out to the press. He wasn't supposed to because he was in a meeting of so-called intelligence, right? But he walks out to the press. And he says, Donald Trump Jr. will go to jail for life for what he's done here. And he knew it was a phony thing. He's saying that a young man has to go to jail for life because of what he did on Russia, Russia, Russia. And he knew that it was a hoax. Think of how bad you have to be to say a thing like that.
And he's running for Senate.
That was Bongino at the end, obviously. 917 says he read an imaginary phone call in the Congressional Record. And I believe he did that. That was the Ukrainian phone call. Yes, Mr. If you'll do that, I'll get you some money. And I believe he read that into the record after the transcript had already been released by the White House. So you're looking at it and you go, are you kidding me? I've heard this. We've actually seen this. And Venman, the Democrat operative who would set up the leak of the story, had actually been confronted and said, is this an accurate transcript? And he said he had to acknowledge it was. And Schiff doesn't care about any of that. He doesn't care about the transcript. Venman, he just goes out there and reads the thing because he's got immunity. He's on the floor of the or in a congressional hearing, and so he can't be sued. He has immunity. Not that Trump could sue anyway. I mean, again, he's a public figure, but I mean, it's just outrageous. What are you going to do about the FBI, Mr. Trump? Cut five.
Well, after looking at the report and after seeing, and don't forget, I did a house fire. I fired a lot of people, but the deep state goes deep. Hey, firing Comey was not, you know, that was, and I fired him very early. You know, a lot of people said, why did you wait so long? He was fired very, very early.
And, not early enough.
It was a great firing. I'm telling you, they were looking to do real bad. This was a coup that they were looking at. These are sick people. So, yeah, the only a fool would not do that. You have to do it deep. Not only there, you have to do it in a lot of other locations.
You have to do it early, too. You have to do it on day one, which is what he should have done with Comey. But again, hindsight is 20/20. And but, I mean, think about it. Comey knew in August of 2016 that the Steele dossier, whatever Hillary was going to produce, was fake. He knew it was being produced because Brennan told him what he told Obama and Biden and all the rest of them. And he still went up there. I guess it was to Trump Tower in New York in January of 2017 and told Trump that there was this report out there, knowing it was a fake report, so he could go to the media and say, I told the president about this Steele dossier that you guys have had copies of and you didn't want to put it out there because it's obviously a fraud, but now you have the go-ahead because I told the president about it. Oh, 802, can you post your live blood pressure as you're reading the Durham report excerpts? Let me tell you something. You're right about this. I'm not even having any Alma Gaucha until after the show tonight because eating the red meat, my head might explode right on air. That'd be a bigger mess than passing out last week. 844-500. 42 42 844 500 42 42. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with your calls. We got a couple more Trump cuts and I got a lot of stuff to play here from you wouldn't believe these people. I mean, you got criminals are complaining about being busted. This is like a criminal being indicted for a crime he obviously committed on videotape and everybody saw him do it, and they're complaining, why did you indict me? There was no need to indict me. You know, Andrew McCabe, a criminal, another guy who should be in prison, not just Brennan and Clapper, but Andrew McCabe and Comey. Ugh. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. Regardless of the situation, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides, reporting to all of them throughout the process. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. The auction becomes your appraisal and provides closure. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free, the closing takes place 30 days from the auction, deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial property, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Forget the myths that the media's created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should the FBI be banished?
Banished?
Or banished.
Banned. Disbanded. Yes.
Disbanded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like someone with a B.
I Biden that one up pretty good. Should the FBI
be... It should be banished.
Disbanded.
It should be banished.
91% say, yeah, get rid of it.
91%. 844-500-4242. This is, man, this just, well, let's take some calls on this. I got some more Trump cuts to play, and I want to play some of the cuts from the co-conspirators. This is, you know, all I want to hear from a co-conspirator at this stage is not guilty, Your Honor. Yes, I am destitute, and I need free public defenders. That's the kind of stuff I want to hear. But these people, they have no shame. It's astonishing. They're still claiming that there was something here, and that they weren't just trying to rig the election. That this wasn't the biggest dirty trick in American political history, which I don't think there's any question about it. 844-500-4242. Quint, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Quint.
Hey, Howie. Now I know why the mob never liked the FBI. You know, at least the mob had some morals and they're honest, you know?
You know, Quint, what I've been thinking is if the mob had had the same omerta, you know, had observed omerta silence the same way the deep state has, they'd still be running the rackets in all the big cities just like they used to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The FBI has had a lot fewer rats than the Winter Hill Gang or in town, as they used to call the Boston Mafia, or any of the crime families in New York City. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you could be a cop. Johnny Maturano used to say this. I put it in Hitman. You can be a cop or you can be a gangster, but you can't be a cop and a gangster together. And the FBI never figured that out. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Quint. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
I want to ask you a question, Harry. Donald Trump can sue Hillary, Russia collusion, and the FBI. He can sue them.
He can, Mr. Garcia. He can sue them. He's already sued Hillary for various. Civil violations, but it was thrown out of court, and the judge actually ordered him and his attorney, who kind of looks like Melania. I met her at a golf club down in West Palm during the winter. The judge ordered the lawyer and Trump to pay Hillary $1 million in legal fees. The problem is it's a ruling. I mentioned it before, Times versus Sullivan. It's a Supreme Court ruling from the mid 1960s. It's been around so long. We studied it when I was in journalism school, and that was a long time ago now. And it basically says if you are a public official, you know, someone who's known in the public light for whatever reason, you're a celeb, a sports star, a politician, you have to prove reckless disregard for the truth, one, and malice aforethought, meaning knowing what you were doing and recklessly disregarding the truth. And Trump's the president of the United States. You don't get to be any more of a public figure than that, Mr. Garcia. So he's not going to get anywhere. You there?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here. Good night. No, it's going to be terrible if he can embarrass him. And I believe I want to know, when are you going to beat the first Republican primary?
They're going to have it probably in January, I would think, in New Hampshire. There'll be Iowa, and which has caucuses, in New Hampshire, which has a primary. They've already said they don't care about what the Democrats do with South Carolina. They're going to have their primaries before, like they always do, in their caucuses. So it'll probably be this is 7 months from now, or 7 or 8 months from now, there'll be a primary. That's when it's going to be. Thanks for the call, Mister. Mister Garcia hung up. I wanted to ask him about I didn't want to depress him, but did you know that Senator Menendez is under investigation again? This poor man, a great public servant for everyone in the Garden State of New Jersey, especially himself. I'm Howie Tarr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The VIPs, the very important persons who are here today, the listeners, viewers of the show are in here. And they just had a meal from Alma Gaucha, the great Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in South Boston. How was it, everybody? It's great, isn't it? It's a really wonderful place. It's a great place to take somebody for a graduation party. They have rooms you can set up for a whole get together. We were the mailroom manager and I were there a couple weekends ago. It's a fantastic place. It's even better when you're there and it's coming hot out of the oven. I mean, it's damn good right here. You know, after it's been on a 15-20 minute trip from Boston, it's the city, and down here. But it's a great place. Alma Gaucha Brazilian Steakhouse. It's a fantastic place. And how about that? Did you leave me some cheese bread and some potato salad and some sausage? And how about some top round? Picanha, it's called. Top round sirloin. 844-500. I gotta play a one cut here. Now this is how bad the mainstream media is, you know. And again, how many times have we talked about when Trump was on the campaign trail in 2016 and he was making a joke about the WikiLeaks and the Russians were getting Hillary Clinton's? Remember this? And so Pierre Thomas, he is the ABC quote unquote chief justice correspondent. Listen to this. Listen to what he says here about how they did have reason for conducting this witch hunt. Cut one.
Durham found the FBI was unable to corroborate a single substantive allegation from the dossier. But Trump's own comments about Russia in the campaign added to questions about possible collusion.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
Now, he's smiling when he says that. He's in front of a huge crowd of people, and I think probably every cable network, anyway, was carrying that speech live. Do you think he was really communicating with Vladimir Putin like that in front of millions of people? And he's still treating it like it's serious. I mean, I know Schiff mentioned it a million times to say, we have evidence. And then you'd ask, what's the evidence? And that's what they would play. But they're still using it as if it's real. It's what Joseph Goebbels used to call the big lie. If you just say the lie enough times, over and over and over again, people will believe it. You read about it in school in a textbook, and you said, "Oh, this is interesting. This is an interesting concept." And then you see it happening in real life. This is why you study history, or you should study history. 844-500-4242. So here's Peter Strzok. This is the guy who says, who was screwing around with the horse-faced FBI lawyer, Lisa Page. And he comes out of the Boston office like he's the third generation of corrupt FBI agents out of this office. And he's the one who said they would have an insurance policy, discuss that with McCabe. And they said he could smell the Trump supporters in Walmart. Remember that? Down in Tidewater, Virginia. So now he's an expert analyst. He was fired from the FBI for his dereliction of duty and for being a crooked cop. And he's angry that the investigation of him, and among many others, took place. Cut nine.
Look, this is a predictable, sad ending to an investigation that never should have taken place. Shortly after he was announced in 2019, he went on the record, you know, as a prosecutor, making a rare public statement that he disagreed with IG Horowitz's conclusion that the investigation was appropriately launched. And then he spent the next 3 to 4 years with a cognitive bias trying to build a case that somehow it was. And we see the results today. And the results are clearly that he didn't come up with anything. And I think, you know, what I make of it at the end of the day, Joy, I look at his record of 2 failed prosecutions and 1 plea that Michael Horowitz presented to him on a platter.
Peter Strzok, how about one of your coworkers that he put in prison? A guy by the name of John Zip Connolly for racketeering. He saw the office you worked in before you went to D.C., which is even more corrupt probably than the one in Boston, and he put Zip Connolly in prison. That's John Durham. He is a straight arrow. I mean, I wish he had more success, but I've told you before, when he got the job as the special counsel, because the U.S. Attorney's Office was obviously compromised here, having been run by the likes of Robert Mueller. And so they brought him in to prosecute the corrupt FBI agents, and he looked around and said, "Oh my God, look at this office." And he set up his headquarters at the federal courthouse in Worcester, an hour away, or 45 minutes away. Only a straight arrow would have done something like that. And he ran the prosecution of these corrupt FBI agents out of Worcester, not Boston. So, and this guy is, now we have Andrew McCabe. Andrew McCabe, the guy whose wife took the $700,000 from Hillary Clinton's bundler for her campaign, the guy who billed the taxpayers for a $70,000 table for his office, the guy who lied, which is a federal crime, to federal investigators 3 times on the day he was sworn in as acting director of the FBI about another investigation. Now, this is his response to the, and again, this guy should be in prison. He should absolutely be in prison. And the inspector general said that he lied 4 times, including 3 times on the day he was sworn in. This is Andrew McCabe complaining about the investigation. And he's not speaking on a jailhouse phone. He's in a studio. Now, which network does he works for? He works for CNN, excuse me. So they either work for CNN or MSNBC. Cut 5.
And what he does present in the report, though, I will give him credit for this. He's entirely consistent with the prejudging of this investigation that he communicated, a month or so into starting it. We knew from the very beginning exactly what John Durham was going to conclude, and that's what we saw today. We knew from the very beginning this was never a legitimate investigation. This was a political errand to exact some sort of retribution on Donald Trump's perceived enemies in the FBI. That's what Mr. Durham has done.
Preconceived. This is they opened an investigation knowing that it was coming from a dirty tricks operation from the Hillary Clinton campaign. And he's accusing Durham of having preconceived notions. Then you have Wasserman. Wasserman is the guy who was actually running the Mueller investigation because Mueller was senile, as you saw. He's as senile as Joe Biden, as you saw during his congressional testimony when he didn't even know what Fusion GPS was, which was the second cutout that was used by Hillary Clinton to pay for Hillary Clinton and the beer bills for Dolan and Danchenko, the illegal alien. So this is Andrew Weissman. He was fired out of the U.S. or made to resign out of the Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office after they threw out all of his prosecutions of Wall Street insider trading because he was bending all kinds of legal and judicial ethics and principles. 844-500-4242. Cut 6.
You were on the Mueller probe. I mean, what was it like to know that for 4 years, another one-time peer, and we should say Mr. Durham was at one time respected and regarded. He came in and did some important work following the Bush years regarding to Jason to the war on terror policies. What was it like to have your probe investigated for 4 years?
So we were very aware, as I'm sure Pete Strzok and people at the Bureau before us were very aware, that there was going to be an investigation of us. And you know what? Our view of that was fine. you know what? If you know what you're doing is done in good faith, and you're obviously you could make mistakes, but if you, our view was like, fine. If somebody wants to come in and second guess what we're doing and look to make sure we did something, that's fine. What's unbelievable about John Durham is he brought two cases that he lost. He seemed to say it was okay to bring a case, even though it was really thin and not really provable, as long as you have some other story.
Thin,
this was Bill
really
Barr's
provable
argument, which was, oh, that's fine, because he was telling a more important story.
You spent
that's not what criminal cases
bucks
are for.
You couldn't turn up anything. 844-500-4242. Oh, go ahead. Play seven. Go ahead. Play it.
So there was just this real lack of substance to what he was doing. And when you have the IG already doing an investigation, talk about you want to talk about a witch hunt or sort of real wasted resources. You know, there are a lot of things to investigate. There are a lot of things that can be useful in government. If John Durham was really just doing
like
an investigation to talk about what are better policies and practices that the FBI could have and was depoliticizing it, I would have been all for that and said, great, you know what? There's no agency that can't use greater scrutiny. But this was trying to say that there's a big there when, you know, there's no there. And so for, I just think
isn't that what Strzok said about the investigation when they were setting up the Mueller probe? He said he told his girlfriend, I don't think I want to be there because there's no there. And now the guy who spent $40 million trying to find a there and couldn't find one is accusing somebody else. I mean, again, projection. The Democrats are into nothing but projection. 844-500-4242. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to bring up the fact, if no one else did, that this corrupt agency is getting a brand new $375 million headquarter, which involves the New York Senator Charles Schumer. To get it. So, yeah, of course, we know how dirty he is. And he pushed it, he got it through in his two. So they're getting a brand new bureau, and they're going to keep another one in D.C. that's brand new.
Yeah, they were looking at three locations. I think one of them is an abandoned mall in somewhere in Maryland. That it's, I mean, it's a, you know, you can imagine, you know how much acreage a mall takes up. And this is what they're getting. They're going to have all this stuff, and they also have they have the training headquarters in Quantico, Virginia. You know that, right? And of course, the guy who used to run the Quantico, Virginia one was another Boston guy from the Boston office who worked with Zip Connolly, who went to prison, and Peter Strzok, who should be in prison, and H. Paul Rico, who died in jail while he was awaiting a murder trial on a mob hit. You know, and this guy was the guy who was taking payoffs from Whitey Bulger, and he was running the FBI Training Academy. His name was John Vino Morris, Vino for wine, because he used to take wine used to get drunk with the free wine from the gangsters in Boston. This is your FBI. This is your FBI. Thanks for the call, Annie. 844-500-4242. Big banks collapsed. The national debt is hitting the ceiling. Consumer debt is skyrocketing, all thanks to the decades high spending inflation caused by President Joe Biden's out of control money spending spree. Consumer costs have surged nearly 10%, the sharpest spike seen in four decades, and American taxpayers are paying the terrible price. I know the future of Biden's America looks bleak, but there is hope. Gold is shielded from inflation, always has been, and maintains its values amidst economic chaos, as it has down through the ages. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Gold is one of the longest-standing inflation hedges. When the value of the dollar plummets due to inflation, the value of gold rises. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation. Call now before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
This is your FBI.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Somebody just texted me saying, please, we heard these people when they were lying all these years. Now they're lying again. You're playing. But these are new versions of old lies. It's like, you know, it's like what Aladdin's lamp. New lies for old. New lies for old. I'll give you one more for this hour. I want you to hear Brennan talking about the joke, the Trump joke about Russia. Here's Brennan. I mean, again, how many times did you hear all of these people treat this like it was a serious request? Cut 10.
27th, 2016, that press conference where he asked Russia to hack into Hillary Clinton's emails. Why did that raise so many red flags?
Because it was basically overt collusion, encouraging the Russians to try to find her emails. And so we see, you know, collusion in plain sight. Now the question is whether things that are going on behind the scenes that may have, in fact, helped Mr. Trump get elected.
They got to bring in fire hoses into all these studios just to clean out all the manure that's been spewed in the last few hours. Good Lord. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, Howie, quick note on history. It does remind me of the Roman Empire, you know, Republic falling and then the Praetorian yes. Guard deciding who the president, you know, or the yep. emperor is going to be.
Yeah.
But I want to take it to the present real quick. They say that they put in these safeguards, right?
Yes.
But what did they do after that? They infiltrated Twitter. They almost took it over. They had an office over there and everything, right?
Right.
And this year, it's the prosecution of Trump on all these bogus charges.
They're raiding Mar-a-Lago.
What are they going to do in 2024, Howie, is my question. I am really worried about
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's a damn good question, Eddie. I don't know the answer to it. I mean, you know, and the Kevin Kleinsmith, the lawyer who fabricated the memo, the CIA memo against Carter Page, you know, he had to do community service. And somebody said today, I think it was Chris Plant said today, he said, what was his community service? Infiltrating a group of Catholics who liked the Latin Mass. Maybe as part of his community service, he was involved in the raid on the Delta pilots in the Revere Hotel in downtown Boston. You know, that just they had nothing to go on, but they just handcuffed them to the bathroom in their hotel room. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
November 17th, 2016, almost 7 years ago, Admiral Mike Rogers went around Obama, went to Trump Tower, and warned Trump about this. There are sane people out here who've known this since then, that this was a pile of garbage.
Right.
I wonder if he's ever gonna... I've never heard him speak publicly. I mean, you know, because he didn't tell Obama, and because the next morning Trump took everything out of Trump Tower and went to Atlantic City,
right,
that he knew something seriously, you know, and he's the only military guy. He's the only real military right. guy in Obama's security state. So he's the one guy that was honest. All these other guys were bum kissers and pencil pushers.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing, too, I believe, Steve, that I read, correct me if I'm wrong, that they went to Admiral Rogers and they wanted him to sign that phony baloney statement in 2020 saying that the laptop was Russian disinformation, and he just refused. But you know what? About 20 people they went to refused. So there were some people that, you know, again, Omerta, though. You know, nobody stepped forward and said, you know, hey, the Biden campaign is soliciting this signatures for this phony baloney letter. Nobody did that. They're all careerists. I mean, what about the Constitution? You know, I think, you know, obviously Admiral Rogers, as Steve pointed out, is military. So, you know, he took an oath of office. But didn't these other people, when you join law enforcement or even in intelligence, don't you have to take an oath to the U.S. Constitution to faithfully uphold and execute the laws of the United States, not of the Democrat Party, not of the deep state? You don't take an oath to Brennan and Weissman and Strzok. The lowest of the low, the worst of the worst. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.